Hello again, everyone. Just bless you in the name of the Lord. And just pray that this message of truth will be encouragement, that Holy Spirit will come and just open your eyes and your ears to new things in the Father, in His house, in His courts, His kingdom, and just for the kingdom of heaven to be more revealed to you and in you, and for greater glory to come forth in your life. And just all that the Father has for you, and I just bless you, and just thanks for listening. So I've been thinking about this or meditating on this message for quite some time, and it's just I guess it's just kind of my where I'm at right now at the moment with the thought or the revelation of what is truth, and even not so much what is truth, but even more, I guess, maybe more correctly, who is truth? You know, in referring to when Jesus was before Pilate and just, you know, saying, Pilate said, "What is truth?" And then Jesus, you know, he's already said that I am the truth, you know, that Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. So I've just been really meditating on this one for a while, and for those of you that have studied or are beginning to study the Hebrew language and the meanings of the alphabet in Hebrew, I'll go ahead and throw this one out there, and 'cause there's like so much in just the Hebrew words. Of that, you know, that's something I'm going to go back to as in the days to come. That and just to go ahead and kind of go through the you know, the Strong's numbers and make some connections in the Hebrew, and then just kind of, you know, for your own notes to go back later on and do some studying and just allowing the Lord to open some stuff up to you, or just revealing the depths of. The word, the Hebraic word for truth is emet, and it's the aleph, the mem, and the tav, and the Strong's number is 571, and the gematria is 441, and the interesting, one interesting connection with this is that the word for believe or faithful in the Hebrew is aman, and the Strong's number is 539, and it is the aleph, mem, nun. And so the connection between those two words, the aleph and the mem, would be kind of like a root in those two words. And the aleph and the mem is the word for mother, dam, parting, point of departure, division. And then when you just look at the aleph and the mem by themselves, the aleph is strength, leader, or first, the one that goes first, like the ox, which is the... In the ancient Hebrew, the aleph is the head of an ox, and the mem represents waters. It represents blood, chaos. So there's several different meanings to the letter mem. But that, so the aleph and the mem, the mother, that point of departure. I mean, there's, as I was sitting there meditating on that, even I was just really sensing the depths that's waiting to be discovered in that. And so I'm definitely planning on going back to that. And I just throw that out there for those that are listening that are starting to get into the Hebraic, you know, studying the Hebrew alphabet. There's definitely a major just connection with truth, the word believe, and then even the word for mother. And it's... There's a tremendous depth of revelation waiting there for anyone that wants to go and explore and just let Holy Spirit just reveal that to whoever would want to go and seek that out. So I just want to go ahead and just put that out there for you, and kind of like that's a whole nother rabbit trail for a whole nother day, to even myself just beginning to go down that and really spend some time meditating and just let Father just open up the connection of truth and believe and the Aleph and the Mem for the word mother or parting or division. You could even begin to consider the birthing of a child being surrounded with the water. You know, the mother has been giving life to this child, and now it's time for the birthing and the water breaking, and then that separating from the child. You know, the child coming into the natural realm. So there's just a tremendous revelation waiting in there for all of us to seek it out and discover it. But for this, I don't know, for this message or this time that I'm sharing, I'm really just wanting to look at truth in the context of, you know, first of all, you know, to understand that it's who or what is truth. You know, like I said in the beginning, you know, Jesus said, "I am the truth." So truth is a person. And really what I was seeing is as we begin to seek out the truth, we're just discovering what's already there. And that, you know, everything is of him, from him, and out of him. So really, as we discover the truth, we're discovering more of him and who he is and what he's done, not only in the kingdom of heaven, but also in his creation. You know, as we discover more of the truth of the laws of nature, the design of his creation, you know, with the just where quantum physicists are at with the particles that they're seeking out, you know, and they're on that last particle, the boson particle, or they're, you know, the God particle, and how that's the fourth and remaining particle, that if they see that particle, then they will be able to understand all of the forces of the known universe and pretty much describe the universe and how it works. So just the truth of kind of who he is and what he's done and really and just to receive that truth, to grow in the revelation of truth of all things. And because this is kind of like a connection of like one of the first messages, all things, all truth. And because I really wanted to hone in on, you know, what is truth and how do we receive truth? And then kind of like the process or the steps that I'm seeing of truth. And just to go ahead and throw them out there, it's what I see is when truth comes in our life, it comes as revelation, or the how is that truth revealed to us. It could come from reading the Word and Holy Spirit just coming, the Rhema Word coming forth, you know, being revealed through His Word, the written Word as we read it, just coming to life and being revealed in us and to us. Truth could be revealed to us in dreams, visions, prophetic words, just in angelic encounters. So just think about all the many, the modes or the ways that we could receive truth from the Father, you know, even through Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit just revealing truth in us and to us through just that gentle whisper, that still small voice, you know. And so truth is first, from what I'm my understanding and the way I guess I would communicate it or share it is that truth is first revealed to us in one of those manners. And so in that moment that truth is revealed to us, we receive a measure of knowledge of that truth. So through and see, even the word knowledge in the Greek in the New Testament, it means experiential knowledge. So in that experience with Holy Spirit and angel, the Father, could even be Jesus has come and has revealed something to you, another brother or sister in Christ that has given you a prophetic word, or however that truth got revealed to you, a measure of knowledge came with that truth. And so as you begin to meditate and even seek it out in scriptures and further just seek out the truth that you were given so that you can see it more clearly and understand, then understanding will begin to come after knowledge. And then as understanding is there, then ultimately we will come into a place of wisdom so that we can apply the truth that we've been given. But it's still, and the one thing that I see with wisdom that is really crucial for us is that when we go to apply the truth, which is, you know, I'm describing that as wisdom. I'm calling that wisdom. So when we go to apply the truth in wisdom, that there's two choices that we can that will lead us, will cause us to act out of that or applying that truth. And one is, you know, out of our own knowledge, the knowledge that we've been given of this truth. But see, if we apply the knowledge out of our own strength, our own understanding, without the unction of the Spirit or without the unction of the Father, then we've just ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and there is no life in that moment of expressing or giving or sharing that truth, because the Holy Spirit hasn't breathed on that, you know, in that moment. That's not what Father is saying to release to that person or that group of people or whatever it's about. But when Holy Spirit comes and says, you know, say it this way, and this is what I want you to say, and this is, you know, when and I think it's for each and every one of us to discern how Holy Spirit interacts with us. You know, it's there's just in those times when you're around people and just the hunger and the thirst in them, is it'll just start pulling out the very thing that they need to hear. You know, it'll start, that hunger and desire in people will start pulling out the revelation, the truth that is in you that they're hungry for, and Holy Spirit will just begin to stir that up, and it'll come out like a fountain. And so wisdom needs to be applied under the unction of the Holy Spirit. So that way you're eating from the tree of life, and life is being released, substance in life is being released into that person's life, into that group of people, whatever situation or setting that you're in. So the process or the steps that I'm seeing of truth is first of all, we're given a revelation of some measure of truth about something. And so in that moment, we receive a measure of knowledge with that truth. And so then we come into, as we meditate, as we continue to seek it out, maybe the Lord continues to reveal more, so more knowledge, and then understanding comes of that knowledge of the truth that's been given to you, and ultimately, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will know how to rightly apply the truth that you've been given. And so, you know, the key verse that really I think is important for all of us to remember is, you know, when Jesus in John chapter 3, you know, he's talking to Nicodemus the Pharisee, and he's just simply saying, he's like, look, you know, if I can't speak to you about earthly things, how can I, you know, if I can't speak to you about earthly things and you don't believe, how can I even possibly begin to talk to you about the things of heaven, you know? So it's like, it's the humility, it's that place of humility, knowing that the kingdom of heaven is so vast, so infinite, which we, you know, we say that, we know that, but out of humility, do we really, are we really able to stay in that place of humility, always seeking Father to know Him more and to come into an understanding of Him, of His ways, of His house, His courts, you know, the heavenly Jerusalem, the kingdom of heaven, the heavenly places, just everything in the kingdom of heaven that is for us to come into and the knowledge of and understanding. And then even, like I said, the wisdom, you know, because I see this a lot of times, not only in my own life, but in other believers, is especially with people that have a really strong prophetic gift or just, I'll just call it a prophetic gift or just the gift of prophecy, seeing in the Spirit, just discerning is in the realm of the Spirit, just being able to really see where people are at, you know, the brokenness in their soul or whatever, okay? So this is, to me, this is like a really good example of what I'm talking about, because, you know, when we get around people, and let's say, okay, there's this thing that's so glaring, you know, that this brokenness, this dysfunction, you see it so clearly. But just because you see that, does not mean that Father's wanting you to say anything to that person about it. You know? Because if you're not in relationship with that person, they're not going to be able to receive you, because most people have been so abused by the church, they're already kind of wounded and abused by just the fear, the control, the manipulation that many of us have been exposed to. So it's out of relationship, right? So just like our relationship with Father, as He, through intimacy and that communion and fellowship with Father, as He just reveals His glory and He exposes just brokenness and the different things in our own soul that are still broken and wounded and need to be restored and healed, and the truth to come in and just set us free from the shame, fear, and unbelief, that it's the same way for this person, that, you know, just because you're seeing the brokenness doesn't mean that Father's releasing you to even say anything to Him about it, or even judge it, or even, you know, because the only thing that they're going to hear is judgment and condemnation. And if they're not in relationship with you, they're not, more than likely, they're not going to be able to receive what you're saying. And the point just simply being is you're acting out of knowledge of what you know by the Spirit, it may not even be by the Spirit. You could just even... You don't even need discernment with some people. You can just tell that they're depressed or discouraged or wounded or whatever. But, you know, what is Holy Spirit saying to you for that person right then and there, and how to encourage, edify, and exhort, comfort, a word of comfort, a word to sustain the weary, whatever it is. But it's simply, the wisdom can only be applied by Holy Spirit. That's the only way the wisdom can be applied and life come forth, you know, substance and life coming forth. It can only happen with under the unction and leading of Holy Spirit in our life, and really being fully dependent on Father for every situation, not acting out of knowledge. You know, this is the tree of life and the tree of knowledge are becoming more and more clear, because we're going to have to recognize how to eat from the tree of life, and when we will be mature enough to recognize, oh, I just missed it. That was totally out of the flesh, out of the soul. That was from the tree of knowledge, and you know, just be mature enough to recognize when we've missed it, when we've fallen short of the glory, you know, and when we've gone our own way and we've acted out of the knowledge that Father's given to us. So those are kind of the steps that I'm seeing with truth. As truth is revealed to us, you know, it's revealed, we receive a measure of knowledge of that truth and understanding, and then Holy Spirit or Father has got to show us how to apply that truth. You know, wisdom under the leading of the Holy Spirit to apply the truth, so the power of the kingdom can be released and freedom can come, life and substance can come in that person's life, whatever that is or whoever it's for. And so the other part of truth that I see is that truth, you know, there's truth in the things of the Spirit, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom that is in darkness, the enemy, the demonic, just all that stuff, the truth, like, you know, understanding how the realm of the Spirit operates, the legal protocols, the legal grounds, the laws that govern the realm of the Spirit, and understanding those laws and knowing how to move and operate in the realm of the Spirit in the kingdom of heaven, so that you're not out of order, because when you get out of order, you just gave the enemy the right to come and whatever the enemy might do, pounce, stomp, you know, get in your face. But when we misapply, when we fall out of you know, and that's and I guess even now, just seeing that's how a lot of intercessors in seasons past, you know, the Lord's bringing revelation of intercession, the second heavens, and all, you know, and how intercessors you know, are inappropriately applying the knowledge and understanding of, you know, that principality or power, you know, they're praying into the second heaven and they're confronting things that Holy Spirit or Father has not released them to confront. It's like, who cares if you see, you know, I don't care what you see in the kingdom. What is Father telling you to do, if anything, concerning that? You know, that's great that there's a, you know, there's a huge Masonic building over here in our city, and it's like, Holy Spirit hasn't released me to go over there and do anything, call down anything, confront anything. It's like, yeah, the Masonic, the spirit that is behind the Masonic movement and whole deception of the Masonic stuff. Yeah, there's a huge establishment of that in our city. But you know what? When I connect with Father and I get into the heavens, and then it's like whenever the Lord begins to deal with that, you know, I believe in the days to come, that is going to be dealt with and destroyed and removed from out of our city. That the back of that thing will be broken one day. But until Father says, okay, now let's do this. It's His will. It's His timing. It's His perfect strategy and the desires of His heart for this city and even for our own personal lives. I mean, so the point is, you know, so many times believers, you know, we have tremendous revelation about things. But when we go to apply the revelation, the knowledge and understanding, and we begin to apply that out of our own strength, out of our own fleshly, you know, carnal mind, we are totally setting ourselves up for death, possibly destruction. You know, the enemy is going to be given complete access, you know, because we are out of order in the realm of the spirit. We are not following the laws of the realm of the spirit, so we're acting out of order, and that's totally going to give the enemy access and legal grounds to come and confront us, you know. So it's like we've got to know the truth. You know, the truth of the ways of the kingdom, the laws of the spirit that govern the realm of the spirit, and come into a knowledge and understanding, and then let Father reveal to us in that moment, I want you to do this. I want you to bring this thing into the court. You know, call this thing into the court and execute judgment against this thing. And for that thing to receive judgment, to be cast down, for the power of that thing to be broken, and begin to grow in the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of being His sons, how to operate in His courts, in His kingdom, to rule and to reign, and to bring forth the kingdom of heaven in greater measure in the cities that we live in our own personal lives, in our families, and then in the relationships that we have with other people, and then in the communities, and then ultimately, you know, the city, the region, the state, the nation, and, you know, to the uttermost. But it's got to start within each and every one of us personally. The kingdom of heaven coming forth in greater measure, and the truth that Father's given to us concerning, you know, the realm of the kingdom, the realm of the spirit, discerning, and then by the Holy Spirit, knowing how to apply the truth to our lives, then to our families, the relationships, the body of believers that we're connected to, and then the city, it's just that sphere within sphere within sphere within sphere of influence. You know, people like to say the word metron. So it's, you know, you've got your own life, then you've got your family, then you've got your group of believers that you're connected to, and then the community and the city, the region, the state, the nation, and the uttermost. So letting Holy Spirit reveal to us how to apply the truth. So the two realms that I see of truth was the spirit and the natural. You know, I think the example that I like to share is, you know, the truth of the natural is, okay, who or what is the Illuminati? You know, who or what is the New World Order? What is their agenda? You know, because you're talking about secret societies. You're talking about men that deny the existence of those things. You're talking about people that won't even talk about those things in public. So what is the truth, you know, concerning those things? For those things to be exposed and revealed, and for us to know the truth of what's going on in the natural world, you know, concerning governments, nations, organizations, corporations, just all of it. What is the truth that's going on? And even now, as this message is being recorded, there's a lot of stuff buzzing about, you know, the war. You know, the U.S. is going to go to war with Iran, or Israel's going to provoke the first strike, but there's this buildup of some conflict with Iran in the Middle East. So it's like, okay, so here's the truth. What is the truth? Why is that being stirred up? Who is stirring that up? Who is wanting that conflict to happen? You know, so it's just letting Holy Spirit, and even beginning to understand that this world, you know, we've got to remember that this world is still in the hands of the enemy. It is rightfully his because it was given to him. Now, Christ has come. By the power and the finished work of the cross, by his blood, he has restored the keys to the kingdom. So, you know, we as believers, we're exerting that, you know, that his kingdom is manifesting to some degree in and around our life, you know. But at the moment, it's not enough to restore a city. At the moment, it's not enough to transform a state or a nation. So the point is that the enemy has a plan. The Antichrist is going to be revealed, whether in our day or another day, but the Antichrist is going to be revealed. There are some things that are going to come to pass. And so we need to know as believers the truth of those things. It's just like when the Spirit revealed the what was in the king's heart with either Elijah or Elisha, and it really started messing with the king. It really started upsetting him that the prophet knew what he was doing. And so we've got to get to that place where we're not afraid to hear what the truth might be concerning our government or our nation or another nation or a group of people or whatever it might be concerning. We've got to get into a place where we want to know the truth. We want Father to reveal the truth to us so that, for one, we'll know how to pray. We'll know how to respond in those days when whatever that is about. If Father has something for us to do, we'll know what to do. Like a good example of that is, you know, a lot of people are getting into that survival mode. They're stocking up on canned goods. They're going off the grid with solar panels and water and, you know, the just all the stuff that's going on out there. You know, with Monsanto and the GMO stuff, and they're messing with the foods, they're messing with the seeds. People hoarding, you know, the heirloom seeds. People are starting to grow more gardens. Just everything that's going on. But the thing is okay, are we acting out of knowledge or fear with what we're doing with that? You know, because I'm going to tell you right now, if Father hasn't told you to do or store anything, and you're doing it because other people are doing it, and you just really need to search your heart and know that this is what Father's wanting me to do. This is what he's wanting, you know, he's wanting me to store this, he's wanting me to do this or that, but it's like you just know that you know that you know that this is what Father's wanting you to do. And you're not doing this because everybody else is doing it. You're not responding in fear is a big one. So it would really help for all of us to simply seek out the truth of what's going on for the days to come, because we know something's up. You know, we hear everything about the debt. We hear everything about, you know, what's going on in Europe, and we're in a global economy now. So if Europe crumbles, it's going to affect the U.S. and China and Russia and India and just everything that's going on right now. We really need to let Father give us the truth so that when it's time to apply the truth, he will tell us, Holy Spirit will come and give us the unction to know how to apply the truth, and we'll know how to save ourselves and our household, and we will have bread to eat, you know, the provision that Father has for us, that we will not be without need, that every need will be met because he has provided for us and he has a provision for us, and the only way the provision is going to be released is out of obedience. So, I really see that there's two realms of truth for us to come into a knowledge of, an understanding. You know, that the truth concerning the things of the Spirit, the realm of the kingdom of heaven, the truth concerning that, and then the truth concerning the things of the natural, the governments of this world and the nations and just everything that's going on with the euro, the dollar, gold, oil, you know, Illuminati, New World Order stuff, just all the stuff that, you know, people are talking about, that's really, you know, unfortunately, I'm sure that there's a lot of people that are very hopeless and discouraged and fearful because of the stuff they've been hearing. And all of that, really, to me, that just stems from a weak, a shallow relationship with the Father, with the Lord. And And that's something that's really been coming up a lot lately. And I'll just go ahead and throw this out there. If you're listening to the, you know, whoever's listening even right now, that for you to know what Father is saying to you, what Holy Spirit is saying to you in dreams or visions, prophetic words, however he's speaking to you, however he's interacting to you, but for you to become more confident and have a greater confidence in your relationship with Father and not allow the enemy to come in and rob that seed from you. You know? Because, see, the thing is like in Matthew, you know, in Matthew 13, when it talks about, you know, that's the parable of the sower, right? And he's talking about the seed of the kingdom, and then he's like, you know, the wheat and the tares, talking about the sons of the kingdom and the sons of the wicked one. You know, we need to, I know that some of us have heard, you know, this, the parable of the sower. I want to make an observation here. The seed, when Jesus was talking about the seed, a lot of times, I know I've heard this, but when they talk about the seed, pastors or from the pulpit have simply reduced that down to salvation. And it's way bigger than that. You know? Preventing people from getting saved or whatever. You know what? That parable applies even now to every one of us that are listening to this message, because every time Father comes with a word, with a dream or a vision, that is a seed. That is a seed that's being sown into your heart. And I guarantee you the enemy is going to try and come and rob you of that seed, of that dream, of that vision, of that prophetic word. But that is a seed that Father and Holy Spirit are sowing into your heart. You know, it might be concerning a marriage, the promises that God has for you, the future that he has for you, just whatever it's about, your current situation with your marriage, with work, with friends, with family, school, whatever it could be about. But that seed is the blueprint. That seed, within that seed, is the blueprint, the strategy, and the will of the Lord for your life concerning that that thing, you know, that part of your life that seed, that word is referencing. And what the enemy does with immature believers and people that are not confident in their relationship with God, he knows the strategy. He's already got every one of us figured out to the point where he knows what works, right? He's been watching us our whole life. He knows what our weaknesses are. So he'll come and he'll cause us to begin to doubt, to unbelieve, to become afraid, or even to be ashamed that Father would even do something like that for us. That I can't receive that. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. You know? And we as believers have got to recognize that was from the Lord, that was from Holy Spirit, and I'm not going to, you know, meditate on that word, pray into that word, hold that word into your heart, and let Holy Spirit begin to water that seed so that the fruit of that seed can come forth and the substance of that seed can come forth in each and every one of our lives so that we can receive the fullness and every good thing that Father has prepared for us, that we will not be robbed, that we will not lose anything because of unbelief, shame, or fear. And that we will believe, that we will trust, that we know, that we know, that we know that Father said that to me, that he showed me that in that dream, and I'm going to keep praying that back to him. I'm going to keep confessing that out of my mouth. I'm going to keep believing that that is his will for me, and I don't care how contrary, how backwards my life might seem at this point, and how there's no way that can come into my life. No. That is a promise. That is the will of the Lord for your life, and you are going to hold on to that until you see that thing come into the natural and manifest in the natural. And so that is what we've got to come into greater maturity into the Father, and to know how to protect the seed, to water the seed, so that seed that he has sown into our heart can come forth and to bring fruit into our life. And so even, you know, that seed, the truth of that seed, his perfect will for each and every one of us, you know, And so that's what I've been seeing. I've been noticing that a lot these last month or two, is how there's a lot of believers that have no confidence. They're double-minded, and they're just not confident in their relationship with God. And I know it's just the majority of that comes out of a religious system that we've all been exposed to, you know, dependent upon the man. We need a man to hear from God for us, and you know, all this, and just the control and the manipulation of pastors and elders and leaders, you know, that we've submitted ourselves to, you know. I mean, and it's not even out of, it's not that we're wrong in doing that. It's just that system, in the institutional church and religion, you know, just the fear and the control, you know. And it could be a host of reasons why fear and control is happening or has happened to each and every one of us. You know, but the point is that we all need to come into a greater confidence and boldness in our relationship with the Father, and just we know His voice. I know that was a dream, that I know that dream was from Him. I know that vision was from Him, and whatever that truth is, the enemy is not going to take that from me. I am not going to let unbelief, shame, or fear have its way in my life. And the power of that is going to be broken off of my life, and faith, hope, and love are going to rule in my thought life, in my mind, my will, and my emotions. Christ is going to come and to rule my mind, will, and my emotions in every part of my life. And so I want to go ahead and throw this out there too while I was thinking about it. But the Lord has been showing me about a threefolded cord. And, you know, it refers to it in Ecclesiastes, a threefolded cord is not easily broken. And the enemies, I just want to point this out. And this is something that, you know, I might even pray through as I wrap up here, as I finish up. But the threefold cord for the enemy is basically, there might be some things. I don't like making blanket statements or absolutes, you know, because there's always that one little thing that, dang it, I forgot that, or I overlooked that, and there's the enemy right there with that one little thing, because a blanket statement was, because we believe, you know, these absolutes about certain things, and that totally allows the enemy to lurk in the darkness, you know. So I'm very careful as to not making absolutes about, other than God is absolute, His authority, His power is absolute, but you know, the enemy has a threefolded cord, and what I'm seeing is that it's unbelief, shame, and fear. And many of us, you know, most of us have been affected by the power of unbelief, the power of shame, and the power of fear. But I'm not going to say everything, but I would say the majority of things in our life can be traced back to one of those three, rooted in one of those, either unbelief, shame, or fear. And so what I've done the last week or so is I've began to break and to cut by faith, okay? So by faith, you know, even now, by faith, Father, right now we cut the cord of unbelief, we cut the cord of shame, and we cut the cord of fear right now, and we break the power of that off of our life right now. And Holy Spirit, I ask You to come even now and to reveal places in our soul, our mind, our will, our emotions that unbelief is there, shame is fear, or fear. But Father, for the power of that threefolded cord to be cut and broken right now in Jesus' name. And by faith right now, I bind myself to the cord of faith, faith in You, Father, in Your faith and in who You are. And I bind myself with the cord of faith. I bind myself with the cord of hope. And I bind myself in Your love, Father. And I wrap myself, Father, in faith, hope, and love right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And so, you know, that's something that you can, just by faith, you can begin to pray into that more and more, and just for to come into greater faith, to come into greater hope and love in the Father, and for shame, fear, and unbelief to be broken off of all of our lives so that Christ can be fully formed in us, because that's where this is going. And so, amen, amen. So truth. So I'll just finish with this verse, because this is the verse that I think this is a verse to really just always to be to be mindful of, to remember, you know, that there's always truth. Father always has something for us to see, to hear, to know that we do not know yet. And so the scripture that I love is in John 16, and it just, Jesus is saying, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. And so I just want to leave all of us with that scripture, and just to even meditate and to begin to understand that there is truth that we're not able to hear yet. And so Father has us in our own little process of salvation and the kingdom of heaven, Christ being formed in us, and the kingdom of heaven coming forth in our life. And Father has us in this process of truth being conformed to his word, and truth being established in our inner man, in our mind, in our thoughts, in our beliefs, you know, for our beliefs to be fully rooted in truth and to be completely free of deceiving beliefs, you know, beliefs that are rooted in lies or whatever they're in. But just to know that there's truth, there's more of him and of his kingdom that he wants us to come into. I know it's his pleasure. He said it in scripture, it's my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He's given us the kingdom, and it's just a matter of desiring those things in our heart and just simply remaining humble enough to know that he has so many amazing, wonderful things that he wants to show us, that he wants to speak to us about, that he wants to reveal to us in our own life, and to allow him to bring us into those things so that we can walk as a man, so that we can, the purpose, where we're going with this is so that we can manifest as his sons in his creation, and so that the restoration of all things can take place. And there is a measure of truth for each and every one of us. There's secrets, there's mysteries that he only wants to reveal to you. And there's a part of him and a part of his kingdom that he is prepared to reveal to you and to share with you and to give to you. And collectively, as we walk together in love, in unity, and oneness in the Spirit, building, you know, in Ephesians 2, building that house, that temple in the Spirit for him to come and abide in our midst, that as we just receive the revelation, you know, receive the truth and all that he wants to pour into our life and reveal to us, and then just that, and how he, you know, his name and him being restored, his image being revealed in us, and then that glory, his image, his name being revealed into his creation, into the midst of our families, our churches, the body of believers that we're in, our cities, communities, it just wherever we're at, for greater glory to come, and for the earth and his creation to be restored back into his glory in Jesus' name. So I just bless you with that. And I just thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for all that you have for us, for all that you desire in these days to come, Father. I just thank you, Father, for revelation, for truth, for entering into higher heights, deeper depths, wider width, and a wider breadth, Father. For a renewed mind and a restored soul to be transformed. Father, to experience the transformation that is possible and to be transfigured and to learn to know and to understand, Father, how to come and go, to fully be in our spirit, and Father, to come to you fully in our spirit. And I just thank you, Father, and just give you praise and glory and honor, Father, for who you are and for all that you're doing. And Father, that our eyes would see and our ears would hear, Father. And to enter in, Father, into the knowledge of you, Father. Into your love, into your grace, Father. And to receive, Father, the fullness of all that you have for us. And I just thank you and bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.